Percussive Dance Extravaganza, a celebration of 50 years with 50 feet, takes place Thursday night at 7:30 in the John Waldron Arts Center. I'm George Walker, and our guests are the lead dancer for the program, Tamara Lowenthal, and the musical coordinator and violinist, Jamie Gantz. Thanks very, very much for coming in. Tamara, Percussive Dance Extravaganza, 50 years. You don't look as if you're 50 years old. What styles have we got, and do they go back that far?
The styles go back way longer than 50 years, but we've got American clogging and Appalachian-style clogging, I call it. We have tap dance. We have Irish, Cape Breton, French-Canadian step dance. We have the rapper sword dance. So there are lots of different percussive dance styles.
And a number of dancers. I see maybe 8 dancers here.
It's that, and I also have my clogging classes, which I have been teaching for several years. They're going to exhibit in the concert. So, for instance, my beginning clogger class from the fall is going to do a dance, and there are 10 dancers in that number. I have an intermediate class, 3 dancers in that number. So these feet add up.
They indeed do. Now, I haven't really given our listeners a chance to meet you yet. Tell us a little bit about your own background. How did you get into dance, Tamara?
I first saw clogging when I was a junior in college, and this is in University of Pittsburgh, not in Bloomington. People think you've been in Bloomington forever, and I have, because I moved to Bloomington 2 months after graduating from the University of Pittsburgh. But I did not grow up with any dance at all. I saw clogging in college. I came to Bloomington, began clogging with a hobby group, which was then called Shuffle Creek Cloggers, and discovered I loved it. Loved it, loved it, loved it. I made it my priority. Went to dance camps the next few years, places like Augusta in West Virginia, Elkins, West Virginia. And from there, really started my study of different styles, because these include English clogging. Took lessons with a woman in Cincinnati who taught Irish step dance. Did some tap workshops with some big people like Sandman Sims, Brenda Buffalino. So there was a lot of workshopping in the early 80s.
We're talking with dancer Tamara Lowenthal. She also dances out with a group called Fiddling Feet, and that includes her husband, violinist, fiddler if you will, Jamie Gantz. Jamie Gantz is half of Fiddling Feet, and he's all of the music coordinator for Percussive Dance Extravaganza that goes on this Thursday at the John Waldron Arts Center. Jamie, tell us a little bit about your own background as a musician.
Well, interestingly, one of the very first instruments I ever started to play was the Scottish bagpipes that somehow I inherited from my uncle, who had brought them back from Scotland back in the probably in the 1950s, soon after World War II. And he didn't know what to do with them, and I eagerly gave him a whirl and went to a college and was part of a pipe band. And then I discovered the fiddle, and the fiddle was a lot less temperamental than a reed instrument like the bagpipes, and I could play them inside without any complaints.
Ah.
At least after the first year or two of playing.
Uh-huh.
So then I followed through and played for years. I've been playing for about 30 years. Probably learned most of what I know now in my years up in the St. Paul, Minneapolis area, a great musical community. And then I moved here in 1995 to be with Tamara.
And now you're Fiddling Feet.
Exactly.
And the center of Percussive Dance Extravaganza, a celebration of 50 years with 50 feet, takes place this Thursday at 7:30 in the John Waldron Arts Center. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.